WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we have got a great show for you today. We are going to do a remote today from the Aurora showroom. They're going to have an event here. We're going to be the entertainment. It's better than a party pony ride. And we're also going to start the show by talking to Art Falcone from Encore Residential. He's doing multifamily across the U.S. We're going to talk about U.S. real estate market, multifamily focus, and also in Florida. Then we're going to come back and talk about boutique condo here in Northeast State. It's going to be an awesome show. We've got some great people on. Wanda, hey, do we got anybody out there? Is Shelly on there?
Yes. Shelly?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Shelly, how are you?
I'm doing great, James, and it's always nice to hear a guy who can close $1 billion worth of sales after 50 years.
Oh, well, it's only $3 billion, but thanks so much.
Oh, my gosh. Holy, you better update your promo.
I could probably afford a new suit, Shelly. Where am I going to go for that?
I would suspect you should go to one of the few suit stores that have been in existence for 55 years in what is now called Wynwood, that started off in 1964 by Nathan Bloom as the Miami Fashion District. Now we became fancy, and we are now Wynwood.
Well, you know that I got my bar mitzvah suit there from some guy named Shelly, so I think I better go back and get some new slacks.
Yep, it'd be a good idea. Shelly Bloom. Let me tell you something about Shelly Bloom, since you didn't ask. I have been on Fifth Avenue for 50 years. We are now moving. It's official. Lease signed, money given, redoing 6,450 square feet diagonally across from us, where we've been at 2650 Northwest Fifth Avenue, to 2701. And we only signed a 9-year lease, which is pretty scary considering nobody gets more than a 2-year lease in Wynwood today. So we've gone from Fifth Avenue to Fifth Avenue in 50 years. And we're celebrating.
Listen, Shelly, I want to thank you. Oops, I'm sorry, Shelly. I stepped on you there. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I'm just saying a little bit of publicity is that we've been on Fifth Avenue for 50 years, and we've been in the Fashion District for 55 years, and now I signed a short 9-year lease, so that'll get us 64 years in Wynwood. And considering I'm only 45 years old, that's pretty good math. But everything is good.
Yeah, well, can I say this much? I think it's great stuff. I can't wait to come see you in your new store. When is it opening up?
Well, we're still here at 2650 until July. But I think I'm going to move over the massive amount of shoes that I bought from Battaglia. Bought their entire inventory, 8,000 shoes, and we're going to bring our lady shoes over. Like a little bit of Ferragamo and some better shoes at $1,000 shoes, $500. We'll probably sell them for $100 for the ladies, and we'll probably open that store next week, and then we're going to do the men's Ferragamo shoes and the Valentino and the Bali and the Bruno Mali and Testoni, the finest men's shoes anywhere, going to be like $100. So this is an exciting.
I'm bringing
time
my
for
wife
me.
Over.
That's for sure. So it's exciting for us, and this is the first move, as I said, in 50 years, and we're looking forward to it, putting chandeliers up and making it what Wynwood is, a very, very well-known shopping area all across America. And it should be, Fifth Avenue should be the focal point of Wynwood because it's the largest street or avenue in total Wynwood. and we look forward to doing this. And
well, I'm sure it will be, Shell. What's your address there again? Because I'm going to have to bolt, and I want to make sure people can find you.
Well, we're still at 2650 Northwest 5th Avenue until July, and that which we've been for 50 years. And then we'll go across the street, and you won't miss us, Jim, because I'm doing the same exact facing that Fashion Clothiers has always had. Shelley Bloom's Fashion Clothiers, it's only 6,500 square feet, so you won't miss it. It's going to have a red, white, and blue stripe on one side, an American flag hanging 40 feet tall. So I hope everybody comes by and at least says hello instead of looking at the nude girls on the walls that won't be there next week.
Hey now. Hey now. All right, well, listen, I'm looking to see you soon, Shelley. I'll see you real soon. Thanks for calling in. And Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with Art Falcone. We're going to talk about the U.S. multifamily market, the market here in Florida and South Florida with Art Falcone, one of the business people in the country. Wanda, take it away. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want again. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always, always, Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, where are you going to go when your bank says no or your loan doesn't fit into the square box? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-6300. Maybe you're a realtor. You've got clients from overseas. They put down 50% deposit. They need a loan. You call 305-773-6300. We can give you a bridge loan up to $15 million per deal. What does that mean? Maybe you're doing a spec home and you need some money to finish. We can help you. Maybe you're looking to buy an office, or maybe you're buying a building. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial, we do residential. We'll provide blanket loans on lots. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We'll even do construction loans. We can issue an approval the same day and close in a week. My gosh, is that true? Yes. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Wanda, back at you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we are going to be talking to one of my heroes. We're going to be talking to Art Falcone. Art, from the ground up, has built one of the United States' most powerful and prodigious real estate companies. They build multifamily all across the world. Art, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, how you been?
Okay, I gave you a promotion. I said the world instead of the United States.
Yes, we are. We're building throughout the U.S. from here to Oregon right now. So we have.
Well, I want you to know is that I was at the Real Deal Real Estate Conference. I talked to your sales team. I saw your stuff there on the Paramount at Fort Lauderdale Beach. We talked about your project also at downtown Miami. I'm telling you, man, this is coming out great.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. As you could see, Fort Lauderdale will be delivering that here early summer. It's basically just about sold out right now. Just a few units left. And Miami World Center that you've been following over the last couple of years is moving along nicely. And as you can see, we've started quite a few buildings and on the multifamily for rent side and our Paramount Tower downtown as well on the for sale side. Retail is also has started as well. And we'll be... our partners will be starting the Marriott Hotel here in the fourth quarter of the year. And there'll be some other announcements over the next 30 days on some other buildings that will be also coming out of the ground here this year as well on the office side and boutique hotel side. So things are coming along very well.
Yeah, I'm very excited because I see the train station going up, and I know that that thing is going to set off downtown Miami and your little market down there like fire.
Yeah, when you look ahead 10 years from now, we'll look back and we'll say, wow, you know, it was transformative what happened in the whole Park West area, being Miami World Center and having the first Grand Central Station built in over 100 years, and how it's going to transform really, you know, Miami moving forward to be a real live, work, and play environment and what we're developing and how it's going to also tie into mass transportation. So it's very exciting to have been part of it and being part of it going into the future.
Also working on Plantation Walk. You mentioned live, work, and play. That's more suburban. Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
Sure. Well, as you probably know, we had bought the Plantation Mall in bankruptcy, at a bankruptcy court, and knocked down the mall. And you know, today, you know, malls are transforming themselves. The healthiest ones will stay open, and the ones that don't have the better tenants are closing. It's a real challenge for malls around the country. So we're going from a 1.1 million square foot mall down to 200,000 square feet of retail. We're doing office, hotels, residential units, about 700 units of residential. So that'll be the live side of it. So it'll be a true transformative, you know, live, work, and play between the office, the entertainment, the restaurants. So it's a lot different today, what we're seeing compared to years ago on type of retailers, where in the past retailers would be leading off a project, and today that's not really the case. It's really more the entertainment and the food and beverage side. And the hotel and the hospitality side are leading off more projects, as well as residences want to live in that type of environment where they can go to work, live, party, and everything all in the same area. So, you know, this part of Broward County is dense. It's very populated, as we know. And, you know, South Florida, over the next 20 years, will transform itself where it's built out, where things will be knocked down and new things will be built to more reflect where people want to live today and how they want to live, different from the suburban of the past.
Art, I do want to give a quick shout out to my good friend Jay Adams, who I heard is working with you on the office leasing.
Yes, yeah, Jay's doing a great job for us. We brought him on board to handle all the office leasing, and he's been doing a great job. We've gotten quite a few letter of intents from large-sized tenants that we're working with right now. I can't announce yet, but we have really great traction in the marketplace.
Well, listen, I want to take a quick break. Wanda, I want to make sure people can hear Art, so can you check that? Because I'm having some people say they can't. We'll be information that you can use right away. We're going to talk more about downtown Miami. We're going to talk about Fort Lauderdale Beach. And maybe we'll even get Art was the youngest McDonald's franchisee. He would love to. Wanda, take it away. Living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name. All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you want to make sure you go to our friends at Warren Henry. That's right, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Volvo, Jaguar too. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And, oh, my God, I slipped up. They don't have a Volvo store there. Anyway, they've got Audi in Gainesville, and I'm going to go hit that one up when I go to Gainesville to watch the football games. Anyway, you get there because they've got the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Take a sip, sign a check.
Julio, get the stretch. Right to Harlem. Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. Maybe you need a loan. If you're a realtor out there, I can help. Lester out there, I can help you. Heck, I'm a real estate business person, and I think you are too. And if you are, you give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can help you with your loan. Maybe the bank is telling you no. I can say yes. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why does it matter if we're private lenders? The reason it matters is because we can give you a commitment today and close within a week. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we can help you out. Bridge loan. Take it from today until tomorrow when the bank will do your loan. Give me a call. We can do loans up to $15 million. We'll give you cash out on your purchase. We can do properties anywhere in South Florida. And we'll finance commercial property, too. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens, Venezuela, Russia, Asia. Doesn't matter. We can help you close your deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Wanda, take it away.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on and we're back with Art Falcone. Art is, gosh, you're my hero. Youngest McDonald's franchisee at 23. What do you think about today's people under 40 and their work ethic?
That's a good question. Well, you know, it really depends. I'm seeing technology people, young people that are creating apps and technology, they're doing a great job and they're working as hard as my generation did. So, you know, there's a lot of people that do have the work ethic. You know, there's a big transformation of wealth from the baby boomer generation to millennials today. So maybe that causes people not to work as much. But, you know, eventually everybody gets it. You never bet against it. You always bet for the American people and our country because it's the best country in the world. And as we are getting more competitive with China, India, and other countries, there's a lot of hardworking people out there. So, you know, with the young people of our country, you know, they'll have that competition that we didn't have years ago. And I think they'll make them work harder as they realize they could be losing market share to other young people around the world. So, you know, we're a global economy, and you have to be thinking that way. And I think that'll inspire a lot of young people to get the job done just like our generation did.
Well, I know I work hard as I can. I try to inspire by example and mentor. How do you inspire younger people to work as hard as you do?
You know, I guess it's not just about working hard, but it's about working smart, you know, having a balance in your life. You know, if you want things, you have to work hard for it, but you have to want it. You know, it's not something you can teach somebody. They eventually learn on their own. You try to set by example, and we mentor a lot of young people come into our company or around the country, and you know they know, you know, there's no free rides out there. Eventually, to catch on to that.
Well, all I can say is that you're really prolific here in South Florida. I wanted to give a shout-out to Peggy Fuzzi, who we spoke to about the Paramount projects. Maybe you could go real quickly through what you've got going on here in South Florida.
Oh, gosh, South Florida, as you know, we've got Miami World Center. We're also building a large apartment job out in Doral. We're finishing up the Paramount Fort Lauderdale Beach. We have Plantation Walk, which is a big mixed use. We're about to break ground on a residential tower in downtown Fort Lauderdale on 2nd Street. And, we have six other mega projects around the state in the resort business in Orlando, Tampa, and also Jacksonville. We're also building the Margaritaville Resort today in Orlando.
Oh, that sounds awesome. You know, I drove past the Margaritaville down here. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in Orlando. In fact, I can't wait to come up to your offices sometime soon and get the whole tour and see all the different projects and really, really do some great things. What do you think is making your projects differentiated from other developers here in the market today?
Well, they're big, so they define things differently. Most of the projects we do are of very large size. They're usually between $500 million and $2 billion. So they have a bigger impact, so we control more of the whole experience in developing everything from the residential, the retail side, to the office side, to the hospitality side. So when you're doing mixed use as we do, it just has a different impact, and you can control more of the overall experience, it makes it special.
What are you seeing in the rest of the United States? I know you guys build all across the country. What are some of the other markets that you're in, and what are you seeing in those markets?
Well, we're in the Oregon market, Portland. We're in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Texas and Phoenix and all that. I mean, all the markets are very strong. California being San Francisco and Los Angeles is as strong as, Florida. It's a lot harder to get permits and get entitlements, so it takes a much longer period of time. And the upside is great over there. But pretty much across the country, the real estate market is pretty strong right now. There's a lack of lenders still in the marketplace across the country, but we're seeing that get much better with private lenders like yourself. And then there's a lot of Wall Street private equity firms that have been stepping up on doing the larger size deals. But pretty much across the country, the market's, I would say, is very good.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to talk about how the capital markets were evolving. So let's talk a little bit differently. How are the designs evolving? Are units getting smaller? I know that you've got these fabulous external amenities that you build around. What are you seeing from a design standpoint?
Are you referencing to residential for rent or for sale?
How about both?
On the rent side, units have gotten more efficient, so they've gotten a little bit smaller. What we're doing today compared to 20 years ago on the rental side is probably on average about 150 square foot less on average on a project per unit. On the condo side, really depends on the city. It varies quite a bit. So we, as an example, in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, we decided to go with larger size units at Paramount, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami, and that was a good bet. Because nobody was really servicing that market in the downtown market where we were going after more of users versus investors. So for us, it's worked out well, and it's shown in our sales.
Yeah, I've been talking to your team today, like I said, at the Real Deal event, and they were talking about the outdoor balconies, and that was something that really I love because I live in Florida, and I like to be out on my balcony a lot, just feeling the breeze and being part of the environment. So I really appreciate that design. How about the finishes? What are you seeing, any finish of evolution? Both, again, for sale and for rent.
Today's a much more cleaner, modern look. We're doing the outdoor patios, so when you're, there's not a delineation of, we're trying to do almost like a nano glass wall where the outside becomes the inside, and vice versa. So we're seeing much more open floor plans compared to what we used to do years ago, especially how the kitchen relates to the entertainment areas and out to the balconies.
Now, I know that your projects are getting close to sellout here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Are you planning any more luxury condos in Fort Lauderdale or Palm Beach even?
You know, for us in the condominium business, we normally buy when the market kind of corrects itself, and then we kind of go quiet for a period of time. We're, however, looking at multifamily for rent as we speak, not really a condo for sale as right now.
Well, I think that's good. I think that from a financing standpoint, for rent is going to be easier than condo right now. What do you see coming up as far as the primary trend in for sale housing and in rental housing?
You know, for sale housing is still underperforming compared to peak cycles over the last 70 years. So the industry on the for sale side will hit about 650,000 units this year. The peak of the cycle is about 1.1 million, 1.2 million, so we're kind of far away. There has been a transformation where millennials are, over the last few years, have not been going to houses. They want to live in urban areas. As they get a little bit older and start having kids, we'll probably then see a shift where they're then going back into the suburbs again. So right now, in the last, let's say 5 years, there's been definitely a shift into the urban areas and not in suburbia. But we'll probably see a shift back to that probably another 5 years from now.
One fast last question, because we're almost out of time, and I want to go back to Plantation. You know, you've seen the future of the big of retailers. You're demalling that project. Tell me a little bit about what you see as far as the retailers and the evolution of retail and how you're going to address that in Plantation.
Yeah. Well, we have commitments from, one large retailer. I can't say the name because it's not signed yet. We only have a signed LOI. But on the most part, the days of going with big boxes is not there. So it's mostly boutique retailers, shops that millennials love to shop in. And we're hitting more boutique type of retails and specialty type of items, and then a lot of restaurants, entertainment. We are going to be doing a marketplace there as well, where you can eat and also take food out in a pretty cool marketplace like you would see like in New York and Boston and places like that. So
I'm really excited to go up and see the projects. I'm really excited to go meet you and your team and hear about all the different deals. And I want to thank you for coming on today, and I want to thank Julie for putting it all together for us, Art. And I hope we can get you on again real soon.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Art Falco, one of the preeminent apartment and retail developers in the United States. Wanda, take it away. We're going to be right back with the Versasca Group here in Bal Harbour, Sunny Isles. Wanda, take it away. Oh, yeah, I'm so glad you made it. I'm so glad I did all my deals with Warren Henry. That's right, I got all my cars with Warren Henry. They are my guys and gals. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's right, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a professional assist, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Right.
Friends. Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, what are you going to do when your loan doesn't fit the bank? You're going to do what I would suggest. You're going to give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. We can get it done when the bank can't. That's right. If you've got a story to tell, if it doesn't fit into the box, if it's a special situation, I got the solution. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Bridge loans up to $15 million. That means if you're building a house and you need some extra money to get to the finish line, you can call us at 305-773-6300. We'll give you a cash out on a purchase, properties anywhere in the Tri-County area and the Keys. Heck, we may even go to Naples if you're the right person. We'll give you a limited construction loans. Non-U.S. citizen, no problem. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
888. I'm Saber Traffic.
Northbound Palmetto delays entering from Okeechobee Road. A crash being cleared along the on-ramp. Also a crash recently cleared eastbound on the Palmetto before Ludlam Road. Elsewhere, Sunny Isles Beach lanes remain blocked in both directions of Collins Avenue near 172nd Street for gas line repair work. The support of service of the Foundation for a Better Life, that's your South Florida traffic.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join us here for your drive home and your talk back with Prosper. Titillating topics that keep you on your journey or drive you off the road. Talk back with Prosper, Tuesday at 6 p.m.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. This is the part that I've been excited about. Actually, I was excited to talk to Art, too. But we're here at the Aurora Condo. They've got a great opening party. We've got the whole team here. We've got Stephen G.
Hi, guys. John Worsing from Aurora. Stephen G. with Interiors by Stephen G.
And that's right. I'm Jim Freed with Freed on Business. We got a great show for you here. The second half of the show, we're going to talk about boutique condos in Bell Harbor and Sunny Isles. Stephen, what makes these projects special from the inside out?
Special today is the word boutique, where you're not going to be living in a 200 or 300-unit building, where you go down to the swimming pool by 11 o'clock on a Sunday and there's not a seat. The word boutique is almost like your own residence. It's the perfect fit for the person who's laid back, the person coming out of a private home that doesn't want what I would call all the hoopla. They want to just lay back and chill. And boutique living is a big part of the future in the luxury condominium business.
It's what I'm looking for today. I tell you, I can't wait. I've seen your projects. I love the neighborhoods. And that's sort of what it's about, because when it's a smaller scale project, a boutique project, you're really living in a neighborhood rather than living in a superstructure.
There's no question. Did you bring your checkbook with you?
Actually, my wife has already been wiring in the credit card, not even a checkbook. She's got this whole fund. I give her the debit card.
We don't take cards here.
You don't take cash?
This is no. Credit cards, forget it. It's cash and carry. We'll take a bank wire. We'll take a personal check as long as it's certified.
Well, certified, you're certified for sure. John, tell me a little bit about the projects.
Sure. You know, what we like to call it is a collection of boutique residences. The two projects in Bay Harbor. Bay Harbor, to me, is one of the best areas in South Florida that's still relatively unknown. We call it paradise in hiding. So in Bay Harbor, we're building two projects, Leisure Den, which is 30 units, and Pearl House, which is 15 total residences. And here in Sunny Isles, where we are tonight, it's Aurora Sunny Isles Beach. We're doing a boutique building of 61 residences. So, you know, Stephen kind of hit it on the head. The boutique right now in our market is the phrase. It's the way to go. And you're seeing a lot of these boutique buildings being able to survive and make it in the market that we're in right now.
Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see it go up. I've been going through Bal Harbour. I was a receiver on Bay Harbour. Well, I always get them mixed up, but leave it to me to mess things up. Stephen, what do you think is special about the two communities?
First of all, where today can you buy a luxury condominium at this price point? You know, today you walk into someplace on the ocean and the prices, you know, unless you're John D. Rockefeller, you know, leave you a little struck. You walk in here $600,000-$800,000, you buy prime real estate, prime location, you're 2 minutes away from everything. You got views of the water in some of the units, and you can get them completely designed and furnished as part of your package price. So today, you know, people look at a condominium and they say, here's price A. But then we have to finish it, and the husband's worried about what the wife's going to do because the last time they hired a designer, the wife blew the budget by three times the amount. So here it's an all-in scenario. They can pick and choose any finish, any leathers, any fabrics, their style, for no additional cost. It's an amazing value. In, as John said, an area, somebody's calling you, tell them we don't want the call.
No, they want to buy a unit.
No, they can't. They have to come over with the checkbook. So at the end of the day, value today is important, especially to a vacationer, somebody who's not an end user, but if they are an end user, it's perfect either way. Been completely designed and for $600,000 or $700,000. Nowhere.
I'm very excited. This is something that's actually built for locals. I can't believe it. John, tell me a little bit more about your buyer profile.
Well, the buyer, it is a lot of local. When you look at Bay Harbor, it's an area that the locals love. And the reason we put the package together with Stephen is simply that, is the buyers, they want the convenience. To be able to close on a Monday morning and sleep there Monday night has been a very attractive proposition to a lot of our buyers. Stephen's name is recognizable throughout South Florida. And to be able to offer that finished, furnished, everything from fixtures, curtains, bedding, and someone can walk in and go into that unit and realize what they have, it's a great option for us. On top of that, the area itself sells. Bay Harbor has been established for years, surrounded by Bal Harbor, Indian Creek. So it's one of the safest and most secure areas with great schools. You didn't let me get there. Great schools in the area. The school district is one of the best in Miami-Dade, and that attracts a lot of families that can't afford the West Island of Bay Harbor that end up on the East Island of condominiums.
I'm really excited. I know that, for instance, in my circumstance, we've got our home built, our certain build out and everything, and our furniture and our finishes are specific for that location. So I could come to you, and you could put me in a new place. I wouldn't have to bring anything except my clothes, it sounds like.
Not only that, your televisions are in place. Patio furniture is in place, your artwork, your greenery, your accessories. This isn't just furniture that's thrown down in the middle of the space. We will sit with each buyer, custom design around their needs as a family and lifestyle, because as we say, form follows function, and then they have the ability to pick their own colors, their own style, at no additional cost.
Now, I really like the beach style, so I'm going to talk to Stephen and John about that in a couple of minutes, but we're going to have to take a break. Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with more here from the Aurora on Sunny Isles Beach.
Just go!
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Hey, everybody, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I didn't want to mess things up. All right. Hey, everybody. Where are you going to go when your traditional bank says no, when you can't qualify for a Fannie Mae loan, when you want to buy from my friends here at Aurora, but you don't have all the cash? You call me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got somebody from overseas. You're worried that you can't get them financed. What are you going to do? You're going to call me at 305-773-6300. Calls to me usually start with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." And I usually say, "Well, I got a solution." We're some of South Florida's oldest private lenders. What does that mean? We're flexible, and we can give you a commitment today and close. Why? Because we are bankable. We can get it done. You can count on us if you give us a call at 305-773-6300. We will help you close your loan. Residential, commercial, doesn't matter. I can help you, and I can do it now. If you give me a call at 305-773, I'll give you a reason. Because if you call me at 305-773-6300, first of all, I promise not to say the number again. And second of all, when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back here. We're having a great time at the Aurora. Hey, John, introduce yourself again.
Hi, everyone. John Warsing from Aurora, Sunny Isles Beach.
Now, John, you've got this concept that you call the boutique condo building. Tell me a little bit about what boutique really means and why you decided to go in that direction.
Sure. You know, we like to call it a collection of boutique residences. And when we look at Sunny Isles is a very established great area. And basically everything right now is being built on the ocean, from Regalia on the north end to the Ritz-Carlton on the south end. You know, Sunny Isles is filled with ultra-luxury products. So when they chose this site, we were able to come in, and we're building 61 luxury residences.
We're having a good time. We're just having fun.
And it's very unique because it's the complete opposite of what's being built in Sunny Isles. So when someone's looking at a certain price point from $900,000 to $1,600,000 in new construction, we're pretty much it. And we're directly in the center of the beach. And as we said, 61 total units, 10-foot ceilings, private elevators. It's a very high-end boutique building.
Well, I know my wife's listening, and she can't wait to come to the sales center at this point. And I'm really glad that we got a little of your good, positive energy out there, because that's what's really these projects are all about. They're all about coming in, having a great time, getting to know your neighbors and your neighborhood, and being part of the fabric of the community. It seems to me like that's what you guys are shooting for.
Yeah, very much. We're trying to build, you know, we like to call it affordable luxury living. You know, and tonight you're here. We're hosting an event this evening for around 100 of our local brokers and friends and family. And it's very nice to have the people come in, see what we're doing, enjoy the sales center, you know, and really get to see what Sunny Isles is about.
Now, tell me a little bit about your location. What makes it different, some of the buildings in Sunny Isles?
Sure. We're the first development built on the west side of Collins in over 10 years. So when you look at where we are, as I said before, it's a boutique building as compared to the high rise on the beach. Coming up in the future, you'll have a few more projects following us on the west side. The public site north of us will eventually be built, and there's a site south of us to be built. But pretty much the west side is owned by one person. If you look and you ride up and down the street, you'll see the big RK and a lot of buildings. And so it's a very unique proposition. There's only a few sites that are going to be built on this side, but we are the first, and we'll be followed by a few coming up. But it's really, as I said, the luxury boutique nature of the building.
Well, if I know one thing, it's that RK and Danny are really going to make sure that the retail here pops also for the people. I'm sure they've got plans to help that evolve over time and really make Sunny Isles a fabulous destination. Now, what about your projects in, I always get it wrong, Bal Harbour, Bay Harbour?
It's Bay Harbour.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And one of the problems is most people don't know or aren't aware of Bay Harbour. Bay Harbor has been a very sleepy community, so when you mention Bay Harbor, Bal Harbour is obviously associated with it because it is across the beach, and that's one of the beautiful things about Bay Harbor is you cross the bridge, and you're in Bal Harbour, you're at the shops, you're 5 minutes from the ocean, you make a right on Collins Avenue on Harding, and you're in Surfside, great restaurants. And Bay Harbor is really going through revitalization. It's a process that's going to be a 5 or 10 year plan. You know, what you saw 2 years ago as compared to what you see today is complete different. And you have a lot of boutique buildings. You have new stuff coming on King Concourse. The Ocean Cadillac dealership was purchased by a very large developer. There's a new office being built across from it. There was just a new project that was just purchased on King Concourse. So you're going to see a lot of mixed use following the residential developments that are being built in Bay Harbor.
So it sounds to me similar to what Art was talking about earlier in the show, which is you're building a neighborhood that will be self-contained, where people can live, work, and play, which is not only a buzzword, but in today's Miami, it's a lifestyle. No one wants to go on the highway. They want to be able to walk out of their place, go shopping, get to the office, have their kids be able to get to a safe school, a good school, and if they have water views or waterfront, so much the better.
That's right. You're looking at the views right now as we sit in my office, but that's part of the beauty of Bay Harbor is that, you know, most people that don't go to Bay Harbor, do yourself a favor and go there one night. The Palm Restaurant is the staple that most people know. But if you go to Bay Harbor from 7 o'clock on, it's like being in the Keys. It's amazing to be in the center of Miami and for something to be that tranquil and quiet, you know, and pristine. It's amazing to go there at night. So if you haven't, do yourself a favor, ride through, go to the Palm, go to Olima. There's great restaurants there. And you touched on it before. One of the most important things about that is Ruth K. Broad, the school district, ranked one of the top in Miami-Dade and one of the top 10% in the state.
Well, I think it's really terrific. It sounds like it's a great place to live. It sounds like a great place to buy. Tell me a little bit about what makes the units in your projects different than the other units that are out there in the market today.
That's a tough question, huh? But we've absolutely. We've designed the units. When you look at our building, they're designed from our lower floors to up. The lower floors are our larger units. So in the lower floors, we have units over 2,000 square feet. Facilitate families that we just talked about for those families with kids and schools. And then as you get up, the units get a little smaller. There's a setback on the island that's required. So the units up top offer more of the views. And then when you get to our rooftop, there's private terraces and all the buildings down there. The amenities are, and the pool is on the deck, on the top. So the views surrounding that island are fantastic. You know, it's from the intracoastal out to the ocean looking over Hollover.
It really sounds terrific. I can't wait to go and I guess I'm in the sales center already. But I can't wait to get my wife in here. We're going to take a look at this stuff because it's really exciting. It sounds like a lifestyle that appeals to the super boomer, somebody that's really looking for something quiet, contained, positive, and I got to just say it, beautiful and well-designed. Why'd you guys decide to work with Steven on this?
You know, Steven, when we looked at it, he really brings a value and a very chic style to our building. The name Steven G obviously is synonymous with quality and style. And we said it before, for someone to be able to close on a Monday morning and move in on a Monday night and know that Steven G is designed, and as he said, they can go to a showroom. They can sit down to choose from, but if they're not happy with that, they can mix the packages and sit with Steven's designers. And actually get so Steven, you know, Steven, listen to him. He's great at what he does. He's humorous, and he's very recognizable throughout our name, throughout our area.
Well, it's to me like it's really the kind of team that I want to deal with. Somebody that's got positive energy, brings that energy to their projects. Their projects are thoughtfully designed around the people that are going to live there. And you've got great team of people that work with you that are going to bring that kind of energy to the project. We've only got a couple more minutes left. So why don't you tell me what the bottom line on these projects are, this boutique concept that you brought?
Well, the bottom line is I'd like for everyone to come by our sales center at 17550 Collins Avenue. We're right in the middle of Sunny Isles, and we have a beautiful sales gallery set up here we can show everyone. But, you know, we'll go back to, again, all three of our projects. We call it a collection of boutique residences where you're able to go in and you have very high-end boutique buildings where people can go and they feel like it's a home. They don't feel like they're in a large condo. You know, for these 15 to 60, 61 units we have, it's a collection that I think people are going to enjoy. We've had a very good response to it so far. And we look forward to carrying through. We've topped up both buildings in Bay Harbor. We'll be delivering at the end of the year. And we're just getting ready to break ground here in the summer. We're going to tear down the sales center next month. And we'll start our groundbreaking this summer for Sunny House.
Well, I can't wait to go on top of the buildings that are topped off. I'll wear my hard hat, but I really want to take some photos. We'll post them up so people can see what the views are. John, again, if people want to find out about your properties, where do they go online and where do they go in person?
So online, you can go to AuroraSunnyIslesBeach.com for our Sunny Isles project. For the Bay Harbor projects, it's LeJardin, LeJardin.com, and PearlHouse.com. And once again, our sales center is located at 175th and Collins, 175 Collins Avenue, right in the heart of Sunny Isles Beach.
Well, I want to thank you for hosting us today on the remote. We've had a great time. The technology held up. High five to Wanda for helping us today. Wanda, are you out there?
I'm here.
All right. High five, Wanda. You did a great job today. Thanks for holding my hand. All right. Listen, I want to thank our sponsors, the folks here at Aurora. I want to thank Art Falcone and Encore. I want to thank Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins. Of course, I want to thank Espresso Marketing, Lauren's Kids, and this is our eighth year. I want to make sure I thank you, our listeners. So, hey, everybody, thank you so much. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet to me, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn, YouTube. The hits on my website keep going up. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM Thursday at 6 p.m. We're going to have some great live interviews that I did today at the Real Deal Real Estate Showcase. We're going to talk about some really exciting things going on in Broward and Palm Beach counties. So, hey, this is Jim Fried. Why? Because I just love doing this. Hey, a rehearsal, this is your life. A person wants to do something, fine. Go out there and make it happen. Wanda rock. My only friend through teenage night. And everything I had to know, I heard it on my radio. You gave them all those old time stars. We'll be right back.
Joe Johnson and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beetle Brunch. Right here.